Two expert advisers to the New South Wales government have accused the government of gagging dissent in its rush to authorise the planting of genetically modified crops. The state's Primary Industries Minister Ian MacDonald approved the commercial production of GM canola about 2 weeks ago on the recommendation of the government's Expert Committee on Gene Technology. But two of its members say the committee is stacked with proponents of GM crops who've downplayed and marginalised the dissenting members' concerns. And the pair say they could be risking a jail sentence by speaking out. Ashley Hall reports.
When the state government effectively lifted its moratorium on genetically modified crops, it convened an expert committee to assess applications from would-be growers. The committee's now given the go-ahead for the planting of genetically modified canola. But not everyone on the committee agrees with the decision. The environmental scientist, Joe Immig, is one such dissenting voice.
The representatives that are currently on the committee, I think when you look into them and look into their background and their public positions on genetic engineering, are quite clearly very pro-GE people. And it's hard to imagine that the committee would come up with any other outcome other than to eventually approve or suggest to the minister that he approve the genetically modified canola.
Jo Immig says her views were sidelined throughout the committee process, so they were never presented to the minister.
It's a subtle process that often occurs for anyone who's been on a committee where you see that the sorts of concerns that you're raising somehow get watered down in between you raising them on the committee and the advice eventually finding itself to the minister. And that's the sort of thing that I'm talking about. But key concerns that were raised on the committee by certain members who had concerns didn't necessarily get reflected in their entirety to the minister.
The legislation that established the committee also imposed strict confidentiality requirements on its members. Anyone found talking about the applications could be sent to jail.
So it essentially meant that anything in relation to this application to grow genetically modified canola, an issue which is of interest to the entire community and has been highly controversial and indeed the reason why we have a moratorium, effectively meant we couldn't talk to anyone about anything.
The secrecy rules are also a concern to Juliet McFarlane, another member of the committee. She's been growing canola for about 25 years at Young in southeast New South Wales.
People have no idea what is being discussed at committee level and who is saying what. And I think that's not a good outcome for growers. They, you know, farmers that are growing GM canola or non-GM canola, they have no idea who's representing them and how that representation is happening.
I don't think they've in any way not been able to get their views out.
Ian MacDonald is the New South Wales Primary Industries Minister.
In fact, the very fact I'm doing this interview indicates they're actually talking about the committee externally, so I don't see the point of what they're saying.
Mr MacDonald rejects the allegation he's stacked the committee to get GM crops approved quickly.
Well, let's be very clear about it, Ashley. This committee was appointed by Parliament. The legislation defined the committee and who would be on it, so the Parliament have approved this.
And he says over the years he's become very familiar with the dissenting views on the expert committee.
They had ample opportunity to put their views in relation to the matters. Their positions are well known. They haven't changed in years, and the committee hasn't essentially changed it over that time, so I can't see the nature of their grievance. The plain fact of the matter is New South Wales has made the decision by an overwhelming numbers in the upper house in the state to proceed with a path to the production of GM foodstuff in New South Wales.
The New South Wales Primary Industries Minister Ian MacDonald ending Ashley Hall's report.